This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Ah, yes. Back in the saddle again. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I got to hang out with those guys over the weekend. They were set up at the NRA meetup. That sound that you hear in the background, that is my computer trying to post a video that everybody's been asking me to go ahead and post. We're trying to get it on YouTube. So this is the big Ted Nugent interview that was 26 minutes long. So that's trying to get up on YouTube right now. So excuse me for the hiss. Ammunition Depot, I talked to Seth, I talked to Daniel. Scott, who normally comes on the show, slipped the disc. He didn't go. They made me come by the booth because they wanted me to meet Oliver North. Speaking of the NRA meetup, I have never seen a more fired up group of people before. I got to meet people I've never met that I've dealt with for years. But I think that if I had met them prior to this, I would see a difference in the dynamic going on. Because, well, day one, Donald Trump was there. And the NRA has endorsed Donald Trump. And for all of you that sit back and say, well, Bill, he's been anti-gun. Well, he is correct with Hillary Clinton. Because Hillary Clinton, while she'll get out there and say, well, no, we don't intend to confiscate guns, she's going to try to make it to where there are no guns. Via trying to repeal the PLCAA, and then she wants to stack the Supreme Court for years to come to reinterpret the right or to stop acknowledging the right. So they have endorsed Donald Trump. And good. Good on them. The thing that struck me about it is that this was in a venue where everybody could carry guns. Now, in Kentucky, open carry is legal. So there were a lot of people open carrying their gun. I didn't have any means to open carry, so I could only conceal carry. And while I did have tickets, thankfully provided, I was there at the behest of Second Call Defense. We sold a lot of people. A lot of you listeners came by there. Thank you very much. Some of you had already joined. Some of you joined while you were there. Thank you, and good for you. Because you have taken a very important step in your self-defense, because if you ever have to actually use your weapon, you're going to need those lawyers at Second Call Defense. You're going to need George. You're going to need Sean. You're going to need those guys to ride in and help you out. But the dynamic was different. Or the dynamic is more, we're coming to meet you. As far as the anti-gunners, because the anti-gunners, we outnumber them. Everybody knows we outnumber them. But now I think there's more people ready to go ahead and engage. which will be, that'll be a good day. Because no, we can't afford to stay home anymore. We can't afford to not engage them anymore. But what struck me, though, what struck me about this event, because I was staying in a motel that only had, we'll do that. We were staying at a motel that, of course, got local television, and I was watching the news reports out there, and all, well, not a lot of anti-gunners came into town, but they were talking about Moms Demand Action. They were talking about, Hillary Clinton campaigning with Trayvon Martin's mother against children, losing children against to gun violence. Like Trayvon Martin's mother lost a child to gun violence. She lost a child to the streets. And then he died due to violence, not due to gun violence. He died because he visited violence on somebody. As is a fate that waits for a lot of people that live that life. So it was interesting to know. We ate breakfast. My wife and I ate breakfast at a Waffle House, and they, you know, I was asked by the waitress, "Where are you from?" And I was like, "South Carolina." She said, "Why are you here?" I was like, "For the NRA thing." She goes, "Oh, that's guns, right? That's all about guns." And she said that four or five different times. And well, yeah, there were guns there, but there were a lot of things there. There were a lot of things there. There were a lot of gun rights organizations there. The NRA News was there. All kinds of women's groups were there. Clothing groups were there. Vehicles were there. Yeah, there were guns there. All kinds of optics and just everything under the sun was there. And when it was all said and done, it was a good affair. And it was a bunch of good people. Gigantic venue, 11 acres. You could see everything, all of the bigger manufacturers had big, big booths, and you could gauge where you were by those big booths, but, you know, that was a lot of walking. I think we averaged walking. That was more physical activity as far as walking. That was the most I've done since I've had an operation for the heart a year and a half ago. So I got my workout, but I was very, you know, I made some new contacts. I got to establish first contact with people I've talked to for years. Kerry Davis, the Dark Angel, got to meet him. Larry Lasky, Frog Loop, got to meet him. Guys from Ammo Land, got to meet them. And who else might have been at? Well, I got to meet Dr. John Adeen, who's going to be joining us this evening. Rob Morse, got to meet him. He's going to be joining us this evening. Got to hang out with the guys from Second Call Defense. So, that was a well-spent, 4 days. Got to hang out with Hickok 45. Got to have dinner and coffee with Hickok 45. Got to meet Rick Ector for the first time. All these people that have been on the show before, I got to meet them for the first time. And that was a good day. That was a good day. I got to see one thing that was the strangest thing I've ever seen, which was a pair of 1911s. Made from the metal that they mined from a 4.3 million year old meteorite. And the two guns are worth millions of dollars each, and they're the oldest, the metal they're made out of makes them the oldest guns ever. And, yeah, they're millions of dollars. They had them rotating on a little turntable. I looked at them. I was just thinking, I have a holster that one of those would fit into. I wonder if they have a finance plan. That was by Cabot Guns. Cabot Guns, the high-end 1911 maker, who's not a sponsor, but that was a pretty cool exhibit. But there were a lot of cool exhibits. A lot of cool exhibits there. So Dr. John and Rob and I will be talking about that later on. Coming up on the first break, when we get back, we're going to talk about how the district courts continue to slap around Washington, D.C.'s prohibitive CCW regulation. Just because I like it when we win one. Winning is fun. We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Never before in my life. Meeting those two young fellows, I mean, they were just, just stupendous. Seth and Daniel. And, like I said, Scott, I talk to Scott a lot. Scott is laid up right now. The fight to restore Second Amendment rights in the nation's capital last week, this past Tuesday, they got a very important victory when U.S. District Judge Richard J. Leon ordered D.C. officials to begin issuing concealed carry licenses without regard to the good reason requirement under which most applications are denied. They must still fulfill the district's other licensing requirements, including proof of firearms training and a thorough background check. What the district cannot do under the court's preliminary order, however, is to force applicants to show an extraordinary need to carry that distinguishes them from the population at large. Take note of that, New Jersey. The requirement's intended effect, according to the note, is to prohibit the typical citizen from carrying a gun outside his or her home for legitimate and constitutionally protected purposes, notwithstanding the fact that he or she can successfully clear a multitude of qualifying hurdles. It then held that because the district's requirement does not focus on dangerous or irresponsible people, but simply seeks to reduce the number of people exercising the right, it is likely an illegitimate infringement on the core Second Amendment liberty, the bearing of arms for self-defense. Which is the Heller interpretation, which is not really an interpretation, it's an acknowledgement of it. It's looking at it and seeing what it actually says. Even though there's a very good discussion in the video that I'm trying to post between me and Ted Nugent that you guys ought to listen to concerning that. The order came in the case of Grace versus District of Columbia, which was brought last December, after plaintiff Matthew Grace was denied a concealed carry license in the district for the sole reason that he could not articulate any specific safety threat that differentiates him from a typical D.C. resident. Well, besides the fact that he's not a head of state or something, there's one right there, because they have armed details. No. I'd really like to know what the qualification is for the armed details that have to, you know, that populate D.C. all over the place. Grace's case is the latest in a long line of litigation that dates back to the landmark case of the District of Columbia versus Heller. In 2008, Heller, of course, held that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms for self-defense, irrespective of a person's membership or service in an organized militia, and that D.C. could not ban handguns as they had popularly chosen to exercise this right. The district defies the Supreme Court's ruling with a series of overreaching regulations, while, of course, maintaining, as they would, they like to say, well, we maintain the spirit of the Second Amendment. First, they enacted an expensive and burdensome registration regime for gun ownership. Then they banned the carrying of firearms outside the home altogether. When the carry ban was declared unconstitutional, they responded by enacting a licensing regime that required applicants to demonstrate an extraordinary need to carry a gun. This system allowed Police Chief Kathy Lanier to deny almost all applications, even by law-abiding people who were trained in using firearms and wanted to carry one for self-defense, prompting criticism that it was tantamount to a rationing system, if not a de facto ban. Of course, a lawsuit was filed to challenge the good reason requirement, and after years of litigation, a decision prohibiting enforcement of the requirement was thrown out on a technicality by a federal appellate court. That case was then transferred to another judge who issued a contrary ruling earlier this year, allowing continued enforcement of the requirement. In the meantime, Mr. Grace filed his case and asked the court to suspend enforcement of the good reason regulation while the case was litigated, claiming that failure to grant immediate relief would result in irreparable harm to his Second Amendment rights. Court agreed and issued the order. While their preliminary order does not resolve the case completely, it is a strong indication that Judge Leon is highly skeptical of the district's claimed justification for the regulation. Indeed, his opinion contains some unusually blunt language in dismissing the district's most outrageous legal theories. In response to their argument that a long-standing tradition of completely banning carry in urban areas means that lesser regulations don't even implicate the Second Amendment, he wrote, "Please, put simply, this argument strains credulity. His analysis of the argument that the Second Amendment is distinguishable from all constitutional rights is that it has no intrinsic value begins, "This is poppycock." He also accuses the district of irresponsible hyperbole for painting a sinister and unsubstantiated picture of the supposed harms that would come from making concealed carry licenses available to any qualified applicant who negotiated the still significant hurdles required to get one. He wrote, "One can only wonder what evidence, if any, the district could muster to demonstrate that the type of people who would be willing and able to successfully complete this regulatory gauntlet would nevertheless be likely to pose a safety risk to the greater community." This is a very welcome development for D.C. His order is only one phase of what promises to be a very long process of resolving the contours of lawful concealed carry in Washington, D.C. The differing divergent views of D.C. judges have shown toward carrying the district underscores the importance of congressional efforts like the Second Amendment Enforcement Act and the election of a president who will appoint jurists who take seriously their oath to defend and protect the Constitution, more so now than ever before. More so now than ever before. And think of this. You go out there and you elect a president, and a lot of people, that's it. They participate in this one election, and they don't think about what comes after that. And this guy appoints judges. This guy appoints federal judges. He appoints Supreme Court judges. And they have a very long-lasting effect. They are there long after that president is gone, long after he is forgotten. And one day one of these guys passes down something where they're basically making law from the bench, and we all sit up and go, "Wait a minute. They can't do that. Why would they be doing it?" Well, that's the consequence of having an election and not showing up. If we don't show up, we got to participate. We really do. We have to participate this time around. And, you know, that's part of our civic duty. That's part of being an American. That's part of what it takes to fight the fight. We'll be right back.
Come on, 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bispa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Yeah, that's the way I feel. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There was a recent domestic shooting in Maryland. The presumed perpetrator was a federal law enforcement officer. He's reported to have killed his estranged wife and two other people. His wife had a protective order against him in March, and the Federal Protective Service, which Mr. Tordill was a member of, took his service firearm and seven other firearms. And this was in Maryland, which requires handguns to be registered. So coming from the WashingtonPost.com, we get this. Sheriff's deputies can't be faulted for not knowing about that gun because thanks to the National Gun Lobby and the cowardice of Congress, there is no federal database for who owns what guns. Only a handful of states, including Maryland, have registries of varying thoroughness. This case underscores why law enforcement should be able to know whether a person prohibited from possessing guns has surrendered all of their firearms. That's an official Washington Post editorial, not one merely written for their paper. So consider what they're stating. They're stating that the purpose of gun registration is to facilitate the confiscation of guns. That's what they're saying. The fact that this federal law enforcement officer was already violating the law by not registering the Glock pistol is not considered important. The purpose of gun registration has always been to facilitate the confiscation of the guns at some later time. That's what Chief Constable Colin Greenwood, who first studied the purpose of British gun laws at Cambridge, determined. The registration system initiated in the 1920s was never effective in reducing crime and actually diverted scarce police resources. From a study of armed crime and firearms control in England and Wales by Colin Greenwood, page 246, states, how then should policy on firearms controls be affected by the facts produced? The system of registering all firearms to which Section 1 applies, as well as licensing the individual, takes up a large part of the police time involved and causes a great deal of trouble and inconvenience. The voluminous records so produced appear to serve no useful purpose. In none of the cases examined in this study was the existence of those records of any assistance in detecting a crime that no one questioned during the course of the study could establish the value of the system registering weapons. It was not until very much later that Mr. Greenwood discovered the purpose of the English firearms registration laws. They were passed to facilitate firearms confiscation in the event of civil unrest or revolution. From Colin Greenwood, May 15, 2000, the term constitutionalist below means British constitutionalists. Constitutionalists may argue about whether in Britain statute law can be override the basic principles of the common law. But in 1920, the government of Britain was in fear of revolution, and documents such as that, as the cabinet diaries, revealed debates about the number of aircraft available for use against insurgents within the British Isles. In that climate, the registration of firearms, other than shotguns, was imposed for the purpose of ensuring that all arms are available for redistribution to friends of the government. The Washington Post implies that a national registration of guns could have allowed the authorities to confiscate the Glock. But the federal officer refused to register with the Maryland authorities. Not very likely. A federal law enforcement officer seems more, not less likely to be able to evade gun controls if he so chooses to do so. So it is clear that the Washington Post wants to have gun control or gun registration specifically to facilitate gun confiscation. This is what Second Amendment supporters have been saying for generations. Most people agree that gun confiscation, consisting of massive house-to-house raids, is unlikely. It would, although some would like to say it could, I say it would lead to a violent resistance, low-level insurgency, or even a civil war. But slow incremental confiscation taking place over generations by continually increasing restrictions on who may own guns and what guns may be owned, that's the strategy that was used in England. It appears to be the plan for Australia. We in the gun culture refuse to assist with this cultural genocide. Registration schemes in New York, California, Maryland, and Connecticut have all been met with massive civil disobedience. The most optimistic estimates of compliance are less than 15%. Technological innovations make success with such schemes even less likely. Guns have always been made in small shops and basements to avoid detection. This is not anything new. They make guns in prison. In prison, they make guns. You think somebody out in the open that has a Lowe's and a Home Depot near them can't figure out a way to make a gun? CDC machining and 3D printing make the production of effective modern guns a matter of minutes instead of hours of manual labor. And hobbyists around the world are beginning to look at this. The technological vector is against a strategy of incremental long-term confiscation. Gun registration is really a question of who is in charge, the people or the government. And the unfortunately for the government, the Second Amendment was meant to ensure that in any serious confrontation, we the people would stomp them into the mud. The other problem that they have is there's a growing number of people that really are getting into the manufacturing part. I got to meet and talk to and do video with, which I haven't posted any of it yet, but with Joe Moe, formerly of Red Jacket Firearms, which he owned the whole time, and now he calls his company Ackless Defense. Joe is fascinated, enthusiastically fascinated, by the process of building a gun, by the challenge of taking that gun. Well, okay, this is the way you build a gun. He looks at that and says, but is that the only way? He had two suppressed shotguns for me to look at. He had I can't remember what he called it. It's the Z rifle or something. It's the 10/22 and the little bullpup, the Ruger 10/22 and the little bullpup configuration. These are things that just came from his mind. He has, and Ackless Defense is going to sell a suppressor that will work with a 9mm pistol, a Glock pistol, but it also has three adapters to where it will work with a Glock 9mm pistol, a 300 blackout rifle, a Uzi, a mini Uzi. It'll work with the different kinds of threads and the different setups with that. And it's $399 in its base configuration, which comes with the device that you have to screw it on that barrel. $399 for what in the industry they call them cans. Most of the time, just to get the suppressor itself, you're going to be looking at $700, then another $75 for the device to actually attach it to your gun. So nearly $800 in addition to the $200 tax stamp. Here you're getting into it for $600 total. And not only will this work with your Glock 9mm pistol, but it'll work with your 300 blackout rifle, among other things. And there, Joe Mo is one of these guys that looks at this, and he's not alone. But he's fascinated by the process of building a gun. Getting out there and trying to confiscate guns is a fool's errand. First of all, you're going to start a civil war, plus we'll just build them. That's fine. Whatever you think. Whatever floats your boat, Skippy, we got something for you. We'll be right back.
Nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
The good stuff is yet to come. I'm just telling you that right now. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Back in January, we've talked about this more than once. Back in January, CNN had a town hall, Guns in America, with Buffalo, starring Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama. In this, they were touting background checks. Now, over the last few years, background checks had nothing to do, well, I mean, a lack of background checks had nothing to do with the mass shootings that have grabbed the headlines over the last few years. The weapons used in those crimes were all purchased legally from federally licensed firearms dealers, which means at some point the buyer passed a background check, a la legally purchased, okay? During his Guns in America town hall, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama continue to tout background checks as a way to prevent mass shootings, which, you know, that's really a reason to not trust him when he talks about common sense gun safety, because you don't have to have any sense at all to look at the stats about what happened with those shooters in these instances that he stands on their bloody backs. At the same time, he hinted at a different, more sophisticated rationale for expanding the federal background check requirement based on the debatable assumption that new regulations can stop ordinary criminals from obtaining guns. If they're criminals, they will find a way. There is no stopping a criminal from finding a gun. He may not get one at this source, and he may not get one at this source. In a lot of cases, he's not even going to those sources, but he has his sources. He will get that gun. And he's not looking for any, you know, when I go looking for a gun, I'm like, all right, I need something small, single stack, 9mm at the very least. He's just going for something that launches projectiles. He doesn't care. He doesn't care what he's getting. He just wants a gun. His emphasis on mass shootings is puzzling. Not only because background checks do not stop them, but also because they account for a minuscule percentage of gun homicides, and an even smaller share of gun-related deaths, two-thirds of which are suicide. So why does he keep citing mass shootings as an argument for expanding background checks? Well, because they're scary. This, you know, the specter of your children going to school, and then some mad frothing at the mouth, AR-15-wielding madman coming through the door and just systematically mowing them down. That's scary. That's scary. It gets a lot of attention. They have bigger odds of being attacked by a shark somewhere in Pennsylvania than this, but, you know. And that's the truth. Now, that doesn't mean, like in Ohio, where the FASTA program is really running roughshod over any sort of in-school violence. That doesn't mean you don't take the teachers and put them in a position to repel an attack, to stop an attack, just because it's not happening a lot. You don't want it to happen a lot. We're actually interested in saving lives, even if it costs a shooter his life. Mass shooter comes in and attacks innocent people. Oh, well. Ooh la la, he's gone. So he's out there trying to create this specter of the bogeyman. Then, also because his more plausible arguments are much more complicated. That's a problem, too. Surveys of criminals indicate they rarely obtain guns from a licensed dealer because they have to go through a background check. Gun shows, same way. And some of the sellers at the gun shows are not FFL holders. They can sell to the private citizen. They just don't go to the gun show. Closing the gun show loophole, which is, there is no gun show loophole. There's an exception for gun owners who are not deemed to be engaged in the business of selling guns. Okay? Which is me and you, which it's, you know, we do the same thing with these guns we might sell to another private individual like we would a boat or a used lawnmower or, you know, maybe that bicycle we bought because we were going to exercise, but we really don't ride it. You know, that thing, that kind of thing. So, he argues that it would have an indirect impact. During the CNN Oh-So-Special, he suggested the point of requiring more background checks is not so much the checks themselves as the records they leave behind. He said those records would help identify people who buy guns in private transactions at gun shows with the intent of reselling them. Okay. That's presuming, of course, that's why they buy them, to resell them. A recent survey of 99 jail inmates in Cook County, Illinois, found they generally obtained guns from friends, relatives, or other people with whom they had prior relationships. They were pretty old, 11 years on average, and changed hands frequently. In the Cook County sample, theft was rarely the direct source of weapons, but it might be an important indirect source. Back in the early 1980s, a survey of about 1,900 incarcerated felons in 10 states found that 70% had obtained their most recent weapon by theft or from a source they knew or believed had stolen it. According to the Justice Department, more than 230,000 firearms are reported stolen each year. So millions of such weapons are available to criminals. Not part, by the way, of the guns that we know of as gun owners. Okay, when we're out there trying to figure out numbers of guns. In a recent study of guns seized by the Chicago Police, the university criminologist Philip Cook and three other researchers found that 15% of the new guns that were sold within 2 years of confiscation and were taken from male gang members who were first sold to a woman. Can we say straw purchase? You know, when someone with a clean record buys a gun for someone else who's not legally allowed to own a gun. They likewise would be unaffected by an expanded background check. That's why they're chosen. Because they have a clean record. Cook et al. They also found evidence that trafficking of guns originally purchased from Indiana gun stores played a significant role in arming Chicago gang members. Those transactions are already subject to background checks. So It seems the value of an expanded background check in preventing criminals from getting a gun depends on the extent to which the intermediaries who are currently happy to resell guns with no questions asked will suddenly start keeping records of those transactions if they're legally required to do so. And when you get down to that gist, then you begin to understand why Obama likes to talk about mass shootings, because his other parts of his argument are just crazy. Okay. I'm going to, what would be a good name for me as a gun runner? How about Mikey? I'm Mikey the Gun Runner. And I see on CNN, maybe I watched the Guns in America Summit, I see that Obama is about to start imposing records keeping on me. Now, most of my... Well, actually, I sell to both groups. I sell to both the Bloods and the Crips. So, and neither one of them care. Neither one of them even ask me about it. I just, you know, I just sell to whoever has the money. And, but I see this and I'm like, well, come on. Now I've got to do something legal. I guess I'll go apply at Burger King. That's what he's implying would happen with this law being put in place, where the people that are already selling to the gangs or giving to the gangs all of a sudden see this new law, and this is going to be the magical snowflake that changes things. Just not going to happen. Allah, they are criminals. They know what they're doing is wrong. These are not idiots. To look at somebody who gets a gun that's worth maybe $400 and selling it on the streets of Chicago or New York for, you know, $1,500, $2,000 and getting it, to call him an idiot makes you an idiot. And not the buyers either. The buyers are getting something that the government knows nothing about. So, you know, I don't know who buys these guns. It may be just regular people buying these guns for all I know. But whoever it is, there's no record of it, and they want to have a record of it, and they want to have a record just for the sake of having it. So later they can track it down. But it's leading, what they want is gun registration. Expanded background checks can't work without registration. Registration leads to confiscation. Coming up next from the Polite Society podcast, Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.